Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Belgrade Mules last week, it's actually Budapest Mules this week. I'm here talking to some very smart Hungarians, no surprise there. So this week we've decided to take a little trip down memory lane to talk about our little interactions with the narco Führer, the Green Goblin, Mr. Zelensky, the Bankova Bandit. Well, where do we begin, where do we end? Where's Augie, you may ask? Well, I'm not wearing the suit for no reason. I just got out of court for keeping him in a kennel. Nah, not really. Let's have a look at how we've got on with the narco Führer over the last number of months, considering he's on the top of his game right now, right? Let's have a look to start at how it all began for the narco Führer, the little green goblin, the man in Kiev whose options are shrinking. I think he can put the condo in Florida on hold, that's for sure. Let's have a look and cast our minds back to how it was in the good old days for the man in the green tracksuit when he turned up in the USA and people would fall at his feet throwing money at him. I wonder where all that money went. Augie, run the video.
We stand, we fight. And we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
Good old Nancy. Well, having a look at that, you know, you'd swear it was a different world. But it is a different world now. Things have changed. The merry-go-round has turned full tilt. And we're going to have a look now how things are today. It seems like another world. The Lord of the Rings happy ending is long out of sight for the narco Führer. Let's have a look at it, Augie. Run it.
Where the leader in Ukraine, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's down at 4% approval rating. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty grim, isn't it? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh my God, look at this. Yeah. He really knows how to rub it in, doesn't he? I'd say he actually knows how to rub it in. Where was the narco Führer? Where was the little darling of democracy? Well, he was giving a interview to Lex Fridman. Lex Fridman, a very powerful blogger, very influential guy. He traveled to meet the narco Führer and took 3 hours to basically listen to him rambling like something out of Colombian cartel's storage garage. It didn't say anything very interesting, but what he did do was kind of reveal that he was probably high as a kite, stone out of his face, made no sense. Fridman didn't ask him any interesting questions either. It was a real softball interview. But something interesting was how we saw a sitting ex-failed president dictator, because he was once president, he was once elected. In 2019, he was elected by a landslide. For what? To end the war and tackle corruption. How's that going? He did something interesting in the interview. He swore like a sailor. Now, we do it here on Moscow Mules because we're, you know, we're making a TV show, but this guy's meant to be the president of a country where a million people are dead and 20% of his country is occupied. I don't think it's very statesmanlike. Run the video.
Через кордони, якщо він буде вбивати, ми ведемо санкції. Ну, це хуйня. Хуйня. Вибачте. Да похеру. Похеру. От як російської було, похеру. Так і всім іншим гарантерам безпеки Будапештського мира. Всім було похеру на цю страну.
And there's official news that there is absolutely no corruption in Ukraine because there's nobody left to rob. But guess what? Even in the United States, in the other bastion of freedom, liberty and liberal values, Hollywood, they seem to be, Augie, getting the message of the narco Führer. Yeah, you wouldn't imagine it. But an actor called Rob Snyder, you might remember him, a very funny guy, he made a little speech and he told us a little story about the said 4'2" Green Goblin. And I thought it was an absolute cracker, and we're going to share it with you. Run the video, Augie.
Zelensky is obviously a cokehead. All the signs are there.
Yeah. Oh.
You give him $1 billion, the next week he's broke. He's always wearing the same dirty t-shirt that Sean Penn gave him.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
He's always saying delusional, like, I'm going to defeat Russia.
It's just a classic, isn't it? You know, I got to tell you, Hollywood, I hate to say I told you so. And as if to sort of confirm Rob Schneider's opinion on the narco-fuhrer, little Vlad decided to give an interview, and he suggested that rather than take over Greenland, you know, don't take Greenland. Why don't you take some Russian territory? Now, the fact that if the Big Don tried to take Russian territory, America would turn into a desert pretty quickly. Oreshnik. It didn't stop the narco-fuhrer from having these delusional ideas. He really is a babbling, rambling halfwit, but the people in the EU are still backing their horse right up in the last moment. Kabul, anybody? Run the video, Огі.
Щодо розширення Америки, і, чесно кажучи, це були загальні слова у президента Трампа. Якщо б там були дуже конкретні якісь речі, я б вам би відповів на конкрет. Тому що якщо у нього ідея розширитись за рахунок Російської Федерації, наприклад, то чому ні?
He actually said that, right? Unreal. And it's got to be only one country, really, on earth that's probably received more cash, funneled, jammed through the pipeline. They don't even know where most of it went on earth than Ukraine. Of course it has, the Ukro scam. Everybody knows it's crooked as f***. But the numbers are really, really something else. Now that the lid has been lifted on USAID, we're starting to get a little glimpse of just how much cash has been pumped into the sort of narco-fuhrer's kingdom. Augie, some of the big figures, please, my boy.
Here's the deal. WikiLeaks has just revealed that USAID was funding over 6,000 journalists across 700 media outlets and 278 media NGOs.
You mean what they were saying wasn't true about Ukraine? Like, it wasn't a full-scale unprovoked invasion? What?
Here's the deal. They were funding 9 out of 10 outlets in Ukraine. And through those, they were supposed to influence the Ukrainian government and public on the points like promotion of NATO, cries about aggression of Russia, and of course, their favorite thing, banning the Russian language.
So of course, everything people like me said, who got threatened to be killed, and my colleagues who work for RT, and lots of other Americans who work in the US, Max Blumenthal, anybody who spoke out against the Ukro scam was actually put on a kill list. They threatened to kill them. They've actually killed some journalists for basically daring to tell the truth, to actually be journalists. So we were right. It's a big scam. And everything that you hear out of Kiev, basically you can't trust the weather forecast from them. So let's have a look at the narco-fuhrer, you know, the new Churchill. Mr. Golden, the golden boy of European and American freedom, the man they clapped for in the Senate, the man lauded in the House of Parliament by Boris Johnson, the serial liar and fraud who platformed the Azov Battalion there. Oh, lovely boys. Let's have a listen to good old Vladimir telling that if he didn't have any money left after he bankrupted Europe and did a good job of trying to bankrupt the USA, if you don't have the cash to give us, why don't you give us a loan? You know we're going to pay it back, right? From the video, Augie.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, please, give us a credit.
Come on.
And we will give you back money.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the alcoholic or drug addict in the family. They come to the door. You just slam it. So, Augie, that was back in 2023, right? So that's like 100 years ago in the context of this conflict and the money that's been pumped in. So back in 2023, people were already starting to say, we've given them all the money. What are we going to be giving them all the weapons? The Russians, he's still losing. Where's all the money going? But we got to keep it up. So that's 23. And in 2025, it turns out that even he doesn't know where the money went that he's meant to go, right? So get this, right? So the West has given them like, I don't know, a couple hundred billion dollars. That's what we know about. Remember what happened in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, CIA landed in transport planes, pulling off, well, you know, laundry carts full of used notes to pay off local boys. That's in the background. That's the black money. Don't forget the black money. But the 200 billion of that, it seems like the Green Goblin, he doesn't even know where it went. Yeah, really? Augie, run the video.
Я коли чую...
І раніше чув, і сьогодні ми чуємо від Сполучених Штатів Америки, що Америка дала Україні сотні мільярдів. 177, якщо сказати більш точно.
Тоні Монтана, he looks like. He really reminds me of Тоні Монтана.
Богослав Конгрес, тощо різні організації. Дивіться, я як президент воюючої країни вам говорю, ми отримали більше 75.
This is the scam.
I mean, come on.
Тобто 100 мільярдів з цих
100. We never got it. Або
200
говорять. I never got the money. It never arrived. Check never came in the post.
Але коли говорять, що Україна під час війни отримала 200 мільярдів на підтримку армії, тощо, це неправда. Я не знаю, де всі ці гроші.
My wife wasn't in Switzerland on a luxury holiday few weeks back. Wasn't my wife. No proof. You couldn't see her face. I never seen the money. 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 No, 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 no. Insane. So let's have a look at how little Vlad even has decided to become interested in the geology of Ukraine. Problem is, most of it's now under Russian control, and it's always going to be under Russian control because these parts of ex-Ukraine used to be parts of the Russian Empire, and again, they are now part of the Russian Federation, and that ain't changing anytime soon. So you want to deal, you're going to have to deal. Let's have a look. And Augie, take note that all the names on the map are strangely in English. Mm-hmm. Run it, Augie.
І це не про десятки мільярдів, це трильйони грошей. Ось бачите, чому вони постійно говорять про те, що вони хочуть забрати Запорізьку область повністю, Донецьку область. Енергетика, ось вам марганцеві руди, ось вам титан, ось вам заліза. Ми говоримо з Сполученими Штатами Америки, давайте заробляти гроші разом, ми будемо щасливі заробляти з тими, хто це захищає.
So, Augie, that point about everything being in English, this kind of looks like kind of a sales brochure, more than the map, right?
How do I sell this country to foreigners?
If you live in a police state where people have been dragged off the street and someone rings you up on your mobile phone and says, we're from a state organization, don't forget it, Mr. Panetto, who owns the institute and runs it, is the president of it, also works for Kiev State University. So he's a state employee, also writes for state-funded journals, for NED, for, you know, USAID. It's a complete clusterfuck. Right? If they ring you up in the middle of this crisis and ask you, do you like Mr. Zelensky? What are you going to say? No? Knock, knock, ding dong, here come the SBU. Let's have a look at it. Right, Augie?
Перед усім, сьогодні вийшла довіра до мене 57% по КМІСу. Я чув 57 плюс відсотків різних соцопитувань.
I must really be astonished you for these boys, you know? Bad, bad boy. Well, the little narco-fuhrer is the little green goblin, and it ain't going too well. First the meeting was on, then the meeting was off, but the meeting is definitely back on. And as we speak, it seems that poor little Mr. Zelensky, in a very stylish black tracksuit, didn't even bother putting on the suit on going to White House, bad move, is getting his ass chewed off by the big Don and J.D. Vance. Augie, run the video, boy.
Let's run it.
But he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr.
are not
President, strong... Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the President for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to
come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel
here comes Trump
in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless. You don't God
know
bless.
That. You don't know that. He's doomed. This guy is what we're finished. Feel. He's
we're
finished.
To solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that. Remember
whoa,
that.
Bro,
you're
you
in
came.
No position
you fed around and you found out, Mr. Z. It's
you're
game over for Zelensky.
We're going to feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
Influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed
from
yourself
very,
to be in a very bad position.
Oh, this is right from the this guy is a fool.
War, you're not
Mr.
in a good position.
I don't have
the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Cards.
Right now, you don't have
not playing cards.
You're
playing cards.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of
people. Augie, he's fighting with the President of the United States in the Oval Office, right?
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm with all respect to
you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
You said thank you once.
Is it over yet? No. This is
even
so cringy.
You said thank
even
you.
Today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition.
Here we go. You campaigned for Kamala.
For
I hate
the
to say
so. And the president who's trying to save your country.
That's just incredible. He's so f***ed right now, yeah? He's so over. And guess what? The big Don is completely right, you know? Billions and billions of dollars of hard-earned American taxpayers' cash. A lot of problems in the United States. People naively, maybe, got behind Ukraine. And the big Don is kind of really laying it out now for Zelensky, right? Check this out. You're just not thankful. And that's the case. Plenty of people here in Russia and around Europe now are learning just how grateful the Ukrainians have been for all the help they got. Eating bread is soon forgotten, Don. An old Irish saying. Run the video, Augie.
It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia. The 51 agents.
Looks
the
Zelensky's
whole thing was a scam.
Face.
And he had to put up with
I love
it. He was
this.
Being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't
Whoa,
think it's going to be
go
pretty,
on the big
but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not
Whoa.
A nice thing.
Hell.
All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think, huh?
Herr Zelensky, the Narco Fuhrer, is front and center. The big Don, still tickling away in the background. We don't know which way he's going to go. This is the unique thing about the great new American president, you know. Let's have a look at one specific moment, which we think here on the Moscow Mules really reflects the seriousness and the incredible nature of what actually went on in the Oval Office last week. A moment where you've got the President of the United States of America basically openly mocking the president of another country. A country that's received $300 billion in aid. Oh, they didn't get $300 billion. They didn't. Since 2014, they've had $300 billion. That's the best guesstimate anyone can come up with. Run the video, Augie.
Then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. You know? I want to go, and I want this.
I mean, it's incredible, right? Absolutely incredible stuff. I mean, I don't think you're likely to see the likes of it again.
According to Ukrainian press, attacks on Ukraine's draft officers are on the rise, fueled by social tension and, of course, it's Ukrainian press, Russian interference.
Oh, yeah. Of course, it's the Russians making the people, you know, not want to be abducted to die for NATO and the EU. Yeah, it's all Vlad's fault. But imagine that good old Zelensky actually did have the cards, Augie. You know, the big Don, you don't have the cards. You just don't have the cards. I've got the cards. I've got lots of cards. You have no cards, okay? But imagine he did have the cards, Augie. I wonder what things would look like in Bankova Street, in good old Kiev, if the big Z, or the little Z, had the cards. Run the video, Augie.
I'm not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, my God.
Dave, clean a tube ink here.
It's too good. It's too good. I mean, this. Oh, it's a classic. It's just too good, isn't it? I mean, you guys out there, there's such genius out there, right, Augie? The people just immediately got to work on, you know, demonstrating how screwed the situation is for poor old Narco-Fuhrer. As we speak, the remnants of a big Ukrainian army that invaded Kursk, torturing a few civilians on the way, robbing a few Piatorichka shops, you know, as we've seen on the mules here, you know, doing what you do, a bit of Nazi sort of parading. But it's all gone. 70,000 Ukrainians won't be making their way home. They'll be staying in Russia permanently. Huge amounts of men, material, equipment, tanks. It's all gone down the pipe. It looks pretty grim, right, Augie?
Well, remember how Zelensky claimed that it's the best operation ever?
Best in history. Like Macrony on bad. Run the video.
For example, take the Kursk operation. Uh-huh. It's one of our wins, one of the biggest wins, not just last year,
win.
But throughout the war. Yeah. Russia had to pull almost 60,000 troops.
And you left 60,000 there under the ground, bro. Like,
it
made fertilizer of all these poor boys. What a creep.
So there you go. I know it was probably like getting your eyes washed out with soap, but it was all Augie's idea after all. And what's it all about? Well, it's all about the Narco-Fuhrer and his new friends, his new best friends in Brussels, keeping the war going as long as they like. So we wanted to make sure that you guys, particularly in the United States, realize what big bullet you're after dodging by dumping the Narco-Fuhrer. Who knows? Normal service will resume next week from the Moscow bunker, and Augie and I will see you then. Until then, God bless and look after yourselves.